Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word for what is our 200th program. And I'm so appreciative of you being with us here today, whether this is your first time joining us or your 200th time. And if so, maybe you should get a medal or a plaque if you have been with us for all the programs. Regardless, we are appreciative of you being here today. We're going to talk about some things that Jesus didn't say. Some things that Jesus did not say. This is, as I said, program 200. You can catch the replay online anytime, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio program, arranged by air date and program number. Now, this is an article I found in the publication, The Voice of Truth International. I've been going through their archives as time has permitted, and I have gotten good feedback from that, and I hope you have enjoyed it as well. But bringing to light some older articles. Now, what's interesting about this one's written by the late Brother Bill Dillon. He has gone on. We lost him in 2020. He went on to meet his maker and receive his reward. I actually own two of Brother Dillon's Bibles, a New Testament and also a whole Bible. It has a lot of his preaching notes in it. I have greatly cherished that one. He, at the time wrote this article, was preaching for the Lord's Church in Carter, Arkansas. He was also instrumental in a publication still going on today called The Gospel Gleaner, one of the early editors and contributors of that for a good portion of his life. So we're going to let this article still speak today, and I think you will enjoy it as well. It is entitled, Some Things That Jesus Did Not Say. Okay? And there are five of them. Oftentimes, people talk about what Jesus said. Many things that they think he said that turns out he didn't say. And so that's kind of where our topic of study is going to be today. Number one, Jesus did not say, ye shall be sincere in your beliefs, and your sincerity shall make you free. No, that's not what he said. He did say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, that's John chapter 8, verse 32. Hear me out, dear listener. It is possible for good people to be sincere in their religious convictions, and yet at the same time, they can be sincerely wrong. I'll say that again. It is possible for good people to be sincere in their religious convictions, and yet they'll be sincerely wrong. Number one, Jesus did not say, be sincere in your beliefs. Number two, things that Jesus did not say. He did not say, upon this rock I will build my churches, and men shall worship at the one of their choice. That's preposterous to Bible truth. However, Jesus did say, and you can check all these out on your own, Matthew 16, verse 18, upon this rock I will build my church, singular, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it. That's Matthew 16, verse 18. If people can worship in the choice of their church, they can worship the Christ of their choice. Jesus only built one church. And we know from Ephesians 1, 21, 22, he is the head. He is the head. So number two, Jesus did not say, upon this rock, I'll build my churches. There are actually six of them, not five. Apparently I can't count, but what's new? Let's look at another one. Jesus did not say, whoever divorces his wife for any cause and marries another woman is free from adultery. He could go on his way. No, dear friends, that's not what Jesus said at all. In fact, check me on this. Matthew 19, verse 9, Jesus said, whosoever divorces his wife, except it be for fornication or sexual immorality, and marries another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her who is divorced also commits adultery. The looseness with which marriage vows are taken and broken today is a disgrace too great to be measured. Jesus didn't say you can get divorced for any reason. There is one reason only, sexual immorality or fornication. And I'm just as throwing this in, not getting on a soapbox. But you can't have people divorce and have two innocent parties. You can't have it. You have one innocent, one guilty. The innocent party can remarry. The guilty are never given a biblical authority to remarry again. Don't like it? Tough. I'm not the one who wrote that. Jesus is. You can take that up with him. Won't do you any good. Number four thing that Jesus did not say. He did not say, he that believeth is saved and can be baptized later if he wants to. Now, check this one, Mark 16:16. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that does not believe shall be damned. We might say condemned today, Mark 16:16. Follow the order that Jesus gave. It's belief, baptism, then salvation. Belief, baptism, then salvation. It's not belief, salvation, then baptism. That's illogical. If that's the case, then Peter lied in 1 Peter 3:21. The like figure whereunto baptism doth now also save us. So salvation comes when one is baptized. Think about it, dear friends. We're looking at six things that Jesus did not say. Number five, Jesus did not say a man can worship God according to his natural leanings, according to the way he is best able to express himself. No. Check this, John 4:24. Don't take my word for it. Jesus said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Must is imperative. Now, since truth is God's word, we learned that from John 17:17. We've already talked that truth sets you free. John 8:32, that was our first statement for today. Our way of worshiping God must be shown in the New Testament, which is God's will for man in this age. How can you show New Testament authority for every, or it's not how can you show New Testament authority for every practice you have in worshiping God? You don't get to worship him out in the wilderness, this, that, and the other. God has told us how he wants us to worship him. Let's look at the sixth thing, the final thing that God, or that Jesus, does not say. Jesus did not say, be tolerant of religious error. All men have a religious right to be wrong. After all, no harm is done. That's preposterous, dear friends. Hear what Jesus did say. I've got two different passages on this. They're red letter. Check me on this. Matthew 23:13-33. He says, woe unto you, you scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. That's verse 13. Verse 33, he calls them serpents, brood of vipers. How can you escape the condemnation of hell? He is not saying be tolerant. Notice what he says. Check it again. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Jesus did not say be tolerant of religious error. Paul would go on to say to mark those that cause divisions and offenses. That would be Romans 16:17-18. We are to avoid them, not bid them Godspeed, 2 John and 3 John as well. Those are the six things, some of them anyways, that Jesus did not say. Didn't say be sincere in your beliefs. He said know the truth. He didn't say upon this rock I'll build my churches. He said upon this rock I'll build my one church, the church of Christ, the church that Christ purchased with his blood. Number three, he didn't say whoever divorced his wife for any reason can remarry. He said, except it be for fornication, you commit adultery. Number four, Jesus did not say, you can believe now, be saved now, be baptized later. He that believeth and is baptized will be saved. Number four or five, Jesus did not say, a man can worship God in the way he chooses. He did say, God is spirit, must worship in spirit and in truth. And lastly, he did not say, be tolerant of religious error. He says you can't just do what you want to. And everyone that calls unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You must do the will of the Father. Well, that's six things he did not say. We've got to take us a break. When we return, we'll continue our 200th program here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here as we close out our 200th program of Reading the Word. We've just talked about an article written by the late Brother Bill Dillon and some things Jesus did not say. I wanted to close out with a look at the 23rd Psalm. Such a beautiful passage. Notice this here. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a relationship that I shall not want. That's a supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Now that's guidance. For his name's sake. That's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now that's testing. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's hope. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now that's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Now that's security forever, and that's eternity. Boy, doesn't that make you thankful that the Lord is our shepherd? But that should make you a little fearful if he is not your shepherd, because then you do not have these blessings. So there's your look at the 23rd Psalm, that beautiful, beautiful passage. Dear friends, I appreciate the time that you have afforded us today here on Reading the Word. On what is our 200th program. We could not have done this without you. Now, if you want to listen to this again or any of the 199 that preceded, you can do so online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. There's some articles on there as well. But click on where it says the radio program, and from there you will see them all. You can play it right in your browser. Have an option to download it. You can send it as an attachment to somebody or send them a link to the file or the page if you want somebody to listen to this as well. Maybe they need to know some things that Jesus did not say. So that's readingtheword.net. Maybe you don't have internet access. I'll tell you what, drop me a line. Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. That's P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. Just let me know what material I can furnish to you, maybe a CD of it or something like that, and I'll be glad to facilitate that just as soon as I can. And I want you to know, never ask a dime from you for anything. You'll hear a lot of religious programming today, and they'll say, we'll send you some free material after you make a contribution to us. No, that's not really free then, is it? You're smarter than that. But we will just be glad to send that to you just as soon as we can. And please hear me out as we are in our remaining seconds. Thank you for making 200 wonderful programs. Thank the good Lord for blessing this effort. Much seed is being sown and cultivated for his kingdom, and I'm honored to be the vessel by which just a small portion of it proceeds. And you're a part of that journey as well. And I'm appreciative of you and the time that you have afforded us, not only today, but every time that we have this opportunity to gather around the radio. May the good Lord bless you. May he keep you. Please continue to pray. Pray for those in power. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for those that are away from home. Pray for those that are away from home spiritually. And thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.